Hello. Yeah, hi ma'am. Sorry, the line got disconnected.
Okay.
First put the phone on speaker, then swipe the screen from bottom to top, okay? Put the phone on speaker, then swipe the screen from bottom to top and open the App Store, ma'am, okay? Again, open the App Store.
Oh, it opened the app without me doing anything.
Now, do you see any desk, remote desktop, and do you see install or get?
Do I see any? They're like games have come up. Just games and phones.
You lost the previous page, right?
Sorry?
You lost the previous page, right? The any desk page?
Yes.
Okay, on the very bottom right hand corner, do you see the magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on that. Now, when you click on search on the very top, do you see search apps or games, anything like that? Click on that.
Yes.
Type there any desk. Yes, click on search. And type there any desk.
I see that, and it's got Discover.
Yes, just above the Discover, you can see games, apps, stories, and more. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click
yes.
on that. You need a proper guidance, like I am guiding you, then you can do that. Now type there any desk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Type that.
Yes.
And you can click on search.
Yeah. Come up with Google.
Now, just underneath that Google, do you see a red and the white diamond colored application? Click on that.
Yeah.
Now, do you see get or you can see install?
Any desk, remote desktop.
Just beside that, do you see get or you can see install, ma'am? What you can see?
Nothing like that. It's got the big red button with the arrow in it again.
Where you can see the AnyDesk remote desktop, maybe just right-hand side, on the right-hand side, do you see a install or open or a cloud sign? What you can see?
Well, it looks like a little paper with an arrow.
Click on that. Try to click on that. Now what you can see?
It's come up with all my addresses.
It's come up with the addresses?
Yes.
Okay, on the very top where you can see any desk, remote desktop, just beside that, as you can see previously, get. Now, where you can see get, ma'am, on that same place, do you see something which says install or open or a cloud sign?
No. It's got any desk, remote desktop, and it's got the big red button with the arrow in it.
Okay, and after that?
Well, it's got mobile phones.
Okay. Where you can see the any desk, remote desktop, the red and the white diamond colored application, and where it's written any desk, remote desktop, just underneath that, you can see a cloud sign or anything open, or it says install.
It just says get, G-E-T, get.
Click on get.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
Come up with the App Store, any desk, remote, desktop. Confirm any with the side button.
We now confirm with your, yes, confirm with the side button.
Yes, it says, double-click to install. Do I
double-click on the side button. Double-click. Now what you can see?
Bright screen.
Because you press that. No need to press, ma'am. You need to tap on that, okay? Double-tap on that. Now turn on your mobile one more time. Turn on your mobile. Now what you can see?
has come up with your phone number, 0043059.
Again, you made a mistake, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Again.
You made a mistake, ma'am. I understand your concern. Please try to understand. It's not my mistake. You are just making some mistake.
Yes.
I am just trying to help you, right?
Yes.
Now, swipe the screen from bottom to top. You're doing very good.
I've done that, and I've come up with any desk remote desktop.
Still you can see get?
Yes, I've pressed get. And
now,
I've come up with any desk remote desktop, and it's telling me to double click to install.
Now, listen to me. On the you have a double click button. You have a button on the right hand side. You need to double tap. No need to press that. Okay, just with the help of your finger, double tap on that. Okay. You understand?
It came back to any desk remote desktop again with the big red button.
Now, do you see get or install? What you can see?
Get.
See, tap on get. Now what you can see?
App Store, any desk remote desktop with the big red button. And it says double click to install.
Okay. Listen to me carefully. On your mobile, on the right hand side of the of your mobile, on the right, not on the screen. When you turn on your mobile, you press that button, the power on off button. That button you need to double tap, no need to press. You need to double tap on the right hand side, okay? Just double tap.
Just a tap.
Just a tap. No need to press. Just double tap.
I double tap, but nothing happened. 1, 2. And it's come back to exactly the same thing again. Any desk remote desktop. I'm sorry.
And it's still telling you get, right?
Yes.
Okay. Can you try to do it one more time, ma'am? Let's try one more time. Tap on get. And now what you can see?
App Store. Any remote desktop. And it's got double click to install.
Apart from that, do you see anything else? Any other option?
Confirm with side button.
Yeah, just confirm with side button. Tap on that. Okay, no need to leave your finger. No need to press that. Okay, just touch on that side button. Okay, touch on the side button.
I did.
Now, do you see any changes?
Nothing changed.
Okay, wait for a second. You'll get to see some changes.
I can't do this much longer.
Just give me 2 minutes only, okay? Otherwise, I'm going to do it from my side. So just try to tap it one more time, ma'am. It's telling you the same thing. Like normally,
one tap and this says double click to install.
Like normally, how you install an application, ma'am? You need to do the same thing. I don't know why you're not able to do that. Previously, you downloaded any application, right, ma'am?
Yes.
And you need to do the same thing, ma'am. You need to do the same procedure to download an application, okay? How you download? Try to download this, do the same thing.
Done.
Is that? Congratulations.
Now
it's loading right now, right? Something blue circle is going on the round, right?
Yes.
Now you've done, ma'am. Congratulations. You've done a good thing. Okay. Now wait for a second, where you'll get to see open. You've done that. Now, if you can see open, please let me know, ma'am. If you can see that.
The circle's still going round and round.
When the circle is done. You'll get to see open, but don't touch anywhere, otherwise again you need to do that, and again you are going to shout on me, and you are going to, angry again, okay? So don't touch anywhere, okay?
No.
I just want you to calm yourself, so we can fix up the problem, okay?
It's come up with get.
Again, it says get?
Yes.
Or it says open, ma'am?
No, it doesn't say open, it says get.
Tap on get one more time and then tell me what you can see. It's telling the same thing?
Yes, come up with exactly the same thing.
Okay, okay. And you're telling me you have a laptop, right?
Yes, I've got my laptop here.
And you know how to use a laptop?
Yes.
Can I do one thing, ma'am? I will leave your mobile as it's so complicated for you. Open on your computer. Do you know how to open Google?
Google? Yes, I can open Google.
Open Google? Open Google.
Okay, I have Google. I have the little box for Google.
And do you see search?
It doesn't say search. It's got a box.
Yes, on that box. Yes, yes. Click on that and type there www. Dot
Yes.
3 W, then give a dot, then A as in Apple A.
I.
N for November N.
Yes.
Y for Yankee Y.
Anydesk.com?
Yes, you are right, ma'am.
Okay, Anydesk.
Yes.
Download
now what you can
install.
Not download and install, ma'am. What is the first option you can see when you search for that? What is the first option you can see?
Anydesk download and install. The next one is Anydesk remote desktop download, Anydesk remote desktop.
Do you see something that says Anydesk, the fast remote desktop application? Do you see that?
Application. Oh, yes, Anydesk, the fast remote desktop.
Yes, you're right. Click on that. Tap on that. Click on that. Now, you'll get to see something that says, support now, work now, create now, monitor now.
You see now.
That? Yes, and just underneath that, you can see a red color button which says download now, right? Click
yes.
on that, download now. Tap on download now.
Yes.
Now, when you tap on download now, have a look on the very bottom left-hand corner. You will get to see something which says anydesk.exe. Do you see that?
No, it says Windows, Mac, Android.
Oh. Okay, click on Windows. Click on Windows.
Sure, Windows. I haven't got Windows in my computer.
And which type of computer is this?
An iPad.
It's an iPad?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. It says, do you want to download anydesk.de?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Allow. Give me an allow or open. And do you have a keyboard? Do you have a keyboard on your iPad or it's just a small iPad?
No. I've got to open it up and the keypad comes folds down.
Okay. And do you see download? Do you see download now?
Download again, yes.
Click on download again. Click on that. Now when you give a download again, do you see something is downloading right now?
No, it says, do you want to download anydesk.dmg?
Now, do you see yes or allow or anything like that?
No, it just says press download.
Press and download. Now what you can see?
Download again. All platforms dot, all devices dot, and then in the red box, download again.
Okay, have a look, ma'am. On the very top right-hand corner, do you see three dots? Click on that three dots.
Click on.
On the very top right-hand corner, do you see three dots? Three dots?
Do I see three dots?
Yes, on the very top right-hand corner. Do you see that?
No.
Do you know how to open a download file, ma'am? Do you know how to open a download file?
There's an arrow pointing down.
Click on that arrow.
That one? You sure?
Yes. Yes, click on that. Now tell me what you can see.
All platforms dot all devices dot download now in the red box.
Click on download now. Now what you can see?
Do you want to download anydesk.dmg?
And do you see allow?
It says download. It just says download.
Just try to click on download one time. Click on download one time.
It still comes up with all platforms.
Okay. Now have a look, ma'am. Now have a look. On the very top right-hand corner, do you see the arrow is pointing downward, or do you see three dots?
There's no three dots.
Three bar? Do you see three bar?
Do I see what?
Three bar. Three small bar.
No.
Okay, on the very top right-hand corner, what you can see? Tell me.
Well, it's got the percentage of power I've got at the moment, and then it's got four little boxes, square boxes. And then it's got lottery width. And then it's got remote destination. And then it's got English with a telephone in a circle, a question mark in a circle with a silhouette of a man, and then it's
okay.
Got a red arrow marking down with a, something underneath it.
Can you try to click on that arrow, the which is pointing down? Click on that arrow.
We did that last time.
Okay. Have a look, ma'am, on the very bottom down. Do you see a three line on the very bottom right hand corner?
No. Oh, if I go right down, I might.
Yes. Click on that.
Wait a minute. It's going a long way down.
Okay, and on this iPad, ma'am, what are the activities you do? Do you do shopping? Do you do online banking? Do you do email?
Yes.
Okay, and is this a small iPad or is it a desktop computer or it's a laptop computer, ma'am?
It's just a small laptop.
Small laptop, and you have a external key for that, or you have a keyboard on the computer only?
You unfold the laptop and there's a little keyboard slips out.
Okay, on your computer screen, right?
There's a lot on the computer screen. Remote support.
Okay.
Customers. Discover all you need to know about any desktop. I want to know what you were doing. Why are we doing this?
I'm just trying to help you to generate a cancellation ID so we can cancel the transaction and we can refund your money back. I just want you to help me out. Do you know how to open a download files, ma'am? If you download something on the Google, do you know how to open that download files? Do you know that?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just trying to tell you, if you download something on the Google, do you know how to open that download files? Do you know that?
Yes. When I click on Google, it comes up with a Google little box, and I press into Google whatever I want to look at.
Yes, and if you download something, you know how to open that download file?
Well, I could press Google now and get. This is taking too long. I'm exhausted.
Sorry for that.
You want me to go back to Google?
Can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you go back to your home screen of your laptop and then tell me what you can see? Go back to your home screen of...
Now I've got Google.
Close the Google also, ma'am, and then tell me what you can see. Close the Google also. Yes, close. Close the Google.
I am in Google.
Close Google, ma'am. Close the Google.
How do I do that?
On the very top.
I've closed Google.
Now what you can see?
I've just got my ordinary desktop. So I have open when I open my computer.
What are the icon you can see? Please read out for me, ma'am. What are the icon you can see?
Messages, Facebook.
Do you see App Store?
Sorry?
App Store.
App Store. I don't get many apps. App Store. Wait a minute. App Store. Yes, I've got App Store.
Click on that App Store. And again, on the very bottom right hand corner, you can see a magnifying glass for search. Do you see that?
Yes.
Click on that. Now, when you click on search, what you can see? We will try one time, otherwise I'm gonna leave you. I will gonna cancel it from our side, okay? Now, what you can see, tell me?
James, apps, stories, and more.
Click on that, click on that. Click on that. Now, do you see your keyboard came up?
No.
You don't see the keyboard came up?
No keyboard, no.
Obviously, click on search, click on games, apps, stories, and more. Click on that, games, apps, stories, and more.
Yes.
Now, do you see keyboard came up?
No, I pressed on games, apps, stories, and more. And it just stays there. I have to cancel.
Click on cancel. Click on cancel. Now what you can see?
It won't go away. What's going on?
That's the reason. Maybe your device is hacked by those person and you are unable to do anything. Can you read out for me what you can see right now?
It's still got a filter. It's got filter. And then it's got the little box with the microscope, games, apps, stories, and more. And I try and cancel it, and it won't cancel. So what's going on?
Can you try to tap on search, try to tap on games, apps, stories, and more? Try to click on that. You don't see keyboard came up, right?
No. I can't move the...
Sorry. Ma'am, if you don't mind, ma'am, can you try to download any desk on your mobile? Can you try to do that? Normally, how you do, you need to do the same thing, ma'am, okay? Can you please try to do that?
Try to do what?
On your mobile, on your iPhone, can you try to do... can you try to download any desk from your side?
Yes.
Please try to do that, otherwise I can't help you, okay? Or open the app, leave your computer, ma'am, okay? Leave your computer. Just do it one more time and calm yourself one more time, okay? Open the App Store on your mobile. Open the App Store on your mobile.
And I've come up with any desk, remote desktop.
Do you see get or open?
Sorry? You can...
Okay, normally how you install that application, do it from your side, okay? How you normally double tap, how you do the same thing.
Done. And we're in any desk, remote desktop again.
Now, do you see the blue circle is going on? The blue circle?
It's loading.
It's loading. Now, don't touch, ma'am. You've done that, okay? Now, don't touch. If you can see open,
cannot,
please let me know.
Cannot connect to App Store.
Ma'am,
I'm back in the app. I've got the big red button, any desk, remote, desktop. Open.
Tap on open. Tap on open. Tap on open.
Enter remote address.
Just above that, do you see something which says your address and some numbers?
Is somebody trying to ring me up?
No. Where you can see enter remote address, just above that, do you see your address and some numbers?
No, it's come up with no caller ID. Any guest would like to find and connect to devices.
Click on allow. Click on allow. Click on allow.
Yes, I've done that.
Now what you can see?
Any desk would like to send you notifications.
Yes, so when we are going to cancel the order and we are going to refund your money back, you are going to get a notification. Click on allow. Click on allow.
I did.
Now do you see your address and some numbers are there? Do you see that?
No, it's come up with your phone number, 430-596.
Now swipe the screen from bottom to top and open the App Store. Swipe the screen. You've done very good. We've done almost. Swipe the screen from bottom to top and open the App Store. And do you see any desk, remote desktop open?
It's very annoying because somebody's sending me something. Wait a minute, I'm looking for the App Store.
Okay, what is selling to you, ma'am?
I'm looking for the App Store. Hang on till I find.
Maybe those are the hackers trying to misuse your details again, ma'am. We need to block them as soon as possible. Try to open the App Store.
I've opened the App Store.
Now what you can see? Do you see any desk remote desktop open?
No.
Okay, click on search. Now search for any desk.
Not working. Oh, the search down the bottom.
Yes, you're right, ma'am.
Well, it's not working.
Okay. Can you do one thing, ma'am? Can you go back to your home screen of your mobile, swipe the screen from bottom to top, and on your mobile, you got a new application, the red and the white diamond color application. Just try to find out. Do you see that?
No.
Home screen. Swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile, okay?
Okay, yes. Any desk.
Open that. Yes, open that.
Now it says enter remote address.
And just above that, do you see your address?
Yes.
And some number?
Sorry? And some numbers, yes.
Yeah, you can see some numbers. I want you to write down this number. This is your cancellation ID. From last 20 minutes, we are trying to get this ID only, ma'am. And congratulations, you got that cancellation ID. Write down this ID on the piece of paper, okay?
Yes. I've got my pencil.
Write down the number, which you can see on your mobile, which says your address and some numbers. Write down.
And what do I call that?
Cancellation ID. Cancellation ID.
And what was it for again? I've forgotten now. It was
for cancelling that order which is not made by you, okay?
And what was the order?
It was a Google Play gift card. It's a gift card for $499.
No, there's no way I would do that.
Yes, okay, is that the reason? As your phone was stolen, ma'am, those fraudsters are trying to make a payment. Now confirm me the cancellation ID slowly, which you written down on the piece of paper from your mobile. Tell me the number.
Yes, I've got mobile at the top and then I've got cancelled ID 4250438
Google. Slowly, ma'am. I'm not a machine, okay? Can you confirm me the number?
Well, I've got mobile phone.
Okay.
Cancelled ID.
Okay.
4250438
And then I've got Google gift card, so I know what it's called. Okay. Now on your mobile, you can see the number, right? The same number, 4250438
Yes.
Now I'm sending you some verification message. When you get to see that, you need to go to the very bottom down, okay? Wait. You'll get to see that.
You lost me.
Wait. You'll get to see something which says security warning. You need to go to the very bottom down. Do you see security warning?
Yes.
Go to the very bottom down, ma'am. Go to the very bottom down. Do you see I am aware of that risk?
Yes.
Tick that box. Just beside that, you see a small circle or small round box. Tick that box and click on accept. Click on accept. Click on accept. Do you give up on
accept? Wait a minute. What's your name?
Alan DeCosta. A-L-L-E-N. Alan DeCosta. You will get to see
Alan,
on your mobile
Alan,
also,
Alan,
okay?
Alan, down the bottom, it's got more information than I press the red dot for I am aware of the risk. Then it's got
now,
another search for do not show this warning again.
No need to tap on that. No need to tap on that. If you can see accept, click on accept.
I have pressed accept. Oh, here we are. Accept.
Now what you can see?
367408788 Amazon support
desk. So you can understand, ma'am, you are talking to a legit company, right?
Yes,
you're talking
yes.
to
yes,
click
yes,
on accept.
Yes.
Click on accept.
Yes.
Now you for the ID activation purpose, you will get to see start broadcast, right? You need to tap on start broadcast two or three times. When you get to see a countdown start like 1, 2, 3, 4, don't touch anywhere, okay? Don't touch, ma'am, your mobile. Don't touch your mobile because the ID is activated for the cancellation process.
Yep,
okay.
That's happening.
Now it's counting down, right?
Yes.
Now what we are doing, ma'am, first, yes, now what we are doing, first we are going ahead and blocking all those person, and after that we are going ahead and cancelling the transaction for you. So what you can see right now, please let me know.
Okay, and go to application.
Click on go to application.
Another person would like to access your device. This is a security warning.
Okay, you've got a security warning, right? Wait for
it's
a second.
Gone back, it's gone back to any desk.
Maybe your internet is slow, ma'am. Just give me 1 minute. Sorry for that. Just 1 minute. You can see the number again. 425-043-80. You need to do the same thing, ma'am, as you done before, okay? Laura. You need as you done before, you need to do the same thing. I'm aware of that risk. Then give
oh,
a click on.
I haven't got out of this one yet.
Yes. Go to the very bottom down. Go to the very bottom down. If you can see, I am aware.
Yes.
Click on I am aware of that risk. And give
yes,
a click on accept.
I'll press that. I am aware of the risk.
Now click on accept.
It's a bit slow, I think.
Yeah, maybe your internet is slow. I already explaining you, ma'am. As they hacked your details, your internet is slow. Now click on accept. Did you accept?
Yes.
Click on accept.
I have.
Now after that, do you see Amazon support desk? Click on
yes.
accept. Now tap on start broadcast. Tap on start broadcast two or three times.
Yes.
When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anyone. Now don't touch your mobile, okay?
Yes.
Please don't. Now don't touch. Let me activate this ID for you.
It's got live broadcast.
Okay.
Go to application.
Wait for a second. Click on go to application.
I am aware of the risk.
Click on I am aware of that risk and give a click on accept. Now what you can see?
Yeah, the 273371463 Amazon.
Click on accept one more time. Now
any
do you see
screen broadcast any desk and start
tap on start broadcast one more time. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch, okay? Now don't touch, ma'am.
Nice.
Do you see a countdown start?
It says it's doing it. It's the red dots blinking.
Okay. And I want you to write down my name on the piece of paper, ma'am, okay? Write down my name on the piece of paper, which is Allen DeCosta. Allen DeCosta.
Allen DeCosta.
Yeah, on your mobile, what you can see?
Okay, and go to application.
Sorry for that. Click on go to application, ma'am. Click on go to application.
It's come up with enter remote address again.
Okay. Write down my name on the piece of paper, ma'am, and my job ID, okay?
Allen DeCosta.
Yes. Is it a nice name, ma'am?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. And after that, ma'am, write down my job ID. It was AMZ.
ANZ or ENZ?
No, AMZ. AMZ.
AM for Mary Z.
Z as in zebra or Z as in zoo or Z as in Zulu.
So, do I put that remote address in? Do I swear it says enter remote address? So I put
no need to put anywhere, ma'am. No need to put anywhere. Just I will tell you what you need to do, ma'am. Okay? Write down the job ID was AMZ 70 221.
And what was that, your job number?
Yeah, your job ID. When you work in any company, they provide you with some job ID. It's my job ID, okay?
Yes. I've got that.
Now wait. Yes, ma'am.
What do we do now?
Now, you need to do the same thing one more time. When you get to see a security warning, go to the very bottom, think that I am aware of that risk. Click on accept. Do you see that? I am aware of that risk.
I've got to wait for the accept to come up.
Okay.
16, 15, 14, 13, it won't be long.
Hey, because, ma'am, what happens sometimes? If you're using a Wi-Fi or it's a mobile data, sometimes it's slow due to some loading or anything like that, right? So that's the reason it takes time. Now, do you see accept?
Yes, and come up with would you like to view your desk?
Click on accept.
And again, it's come up with screen broadcast, any desk, and start broadcast.
Tap on start broadcast 2 or 3 times. When you get to see a countdown start, don't touch anywhere. Now, don't touch anywhere, ma'am.
No.
Now, we successfully activated the cancellation ID for you. Do one thing, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Again, you need to do it twice, okay? Do it twice. Now, if you have a setting application on your mobile, ma'am, you need to open setting.
Any desk. Come up.
Not any desk. On your mobile, you can see setting. SETTING. Swipe the screen from right and right to left, and then you can see setting.
I'm in the app library. I've pressed too many things.
Now, type S from sugar. Type S as in sugar, S.
I think I've mucked it up.
No. You are in the right. Type A, you can see the keyboard, right? Type S as in sugar, S.
Type what?
Letter S. S as in sugar.
Sugar, yes. I put S.
Now, do you see App Store, Safari, Settings?
Yes.
Click on Settings.
Yes.
Not the App Store, ma'am. Sorry for that. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Come up search.
Swipe the screen from bottom to top, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Now, do you see settings? Settings.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now, scroll down a little bit. You will get to see something display and brightness. Display and brightness.
Yeah, but what's it in?
Do you see aeroplane mode, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, mobile, notification, yes, notification, sound, focus, screen time, general.
You want me to press on display and brightness?
Yes, yes, click on that.
Yes.
Now, do you see, now scroll down little bit and you can see something which says auto lock. Do you see that? Scroll down. Scroll down. Do you see auto lock? Click on auto lock.
Yes.
Click on auto lock. Do you see never? Click on never. If you can see never, click on never.
Yes, I've done that.
You are doing very good. Now have a look on the very top left hand corner. Do you see the arrow which is pointing leftward? Tap on that arrow which is back. Click on. Again, click on that blue arrow which is pointing leftward. Click on that blue arrow.
Display and brightness.
Just beside the setting, do you see a blue arrow which says setting? Click on that. Click on that. Now go to the very top, ma'am, and then you will get to see your good name. You can see your good name there. Do you see that?
No.
On the very top. Go to the very top, ma'am. Go to the very top. Scroll up.
Setting.
Scroll up. You will get to see that. Scroll up.
What am I looking for?
You are going down, ma'am. You need to go to the very top. Scroll up, ma'am. Scroll up. Do you see your name? Yeah, click on that name. Click on that name, your name.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you, ma'am, the fraudster is trying to use your name. I will confirming your name for the verification so you can understand, yes, the right information was used by those person. The name was GLENYS space MANSFORD, right?
It was
D-O-N-E-L-L-E. It's G as in God, L as in Lima, E as in Edward. Yes, that name they used. And what they done, ma'am, they make a fake purchase in this name. And also they used the email ID, which was glensmansford@icloud.com. And this is your email ID, right?
Yes, it is.
So you can understand those hackers, they are the hacker and they are so smart that the reason they are using your personal details, okay? Now, do you see something which says payment and delivery? Do you see that? Payment and delivery?
Yeah.
Click on that. Click on that.
Yes.
Now, when you give a click on payment and delivery, you will get to see one of your banking card was attached on your mobile from where this fraudster is trying to make a fraud purchase. And do you see any of your MasterCard was attached there? Do you see that?
Yes.
Which ends with 7649. Is that your card, ma'am?
No, I've had it changed back to the original.
So you can understand, maybe the MasterCard is, you can see. And let me tell you, ma'am, the address which they provided is 2x645 Hay Street, 6014, Perth, WA, Australia, right?
Yes.
So you can understand, ma'am, they are the hacker, they have all of your details. So what we need to do, ma'am, we need to simply go ahead and cancel the transaction and we need to refund your money back, okay?
Yeah, but do you think he's only scammed me once?
Only the one time they just tried to take out your money. No need to worry about that. We are going to cancel and we are going to refund, okay? So swipe the screen from bottom to top and go back to your home screen of your mobile. Swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Yes.
You need to do it one more time. Go back to your home screen.
Yes, I've gone back to App Store.
Click on cancel if you can see.
Alan, he's got all my details, where I
live. No need to worry about that. We are here to help you out as you're dealing with the security department. You no need to face any single problem. You're in the safe hand. And till that time, I'm providing you the security. I'm not going to leave you, ma'am. I'm giving you a promise, okay? So on the very top right-hand corner, do you see cancel? Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Yes. At library.
Now, will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? As you can understand, there was card was attached on your mobile. Will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? If you want to check that any money was deducted from your account or not, how you go ahead and do that? Do you do online banking? Do you check the statement over? So, is it possible for you right now to go ahead and check that? Do you see any transaction was made for $499 right now? Do you see any transaction? Can you just try to go ahead and log in and check that?
I'm signing in.
And make sure, ma'am, you're doing with the help of the mobile, not any other device, because your mobile is connected to the secured server from Amazon. Okay, so please don't use any other device because we don't know from where this person gets your details. Okay, so try to use your mobile phone only. Okay, ma'am.
I did get a new bank card number, which he will not have. He will not have my new bank card number.
If they have your old details, definitely they can get to your bank, right? So I'm helping you for that. Do you have a banking application on your mobile? Do you have a banking application?
No, not yet. I was going to do that.
On your iPad, do you have a banking application?
What I pay my bills through, yes.
You have an application on your iPad, not on your mobile, right?
I haven't got it on my mobile yet.
Not a problem. I will help you to do on your mobile also. Do you see a capital A in the blue color? Do you see that?
Yes, capital. Yeah.
Click on that. If you can see capital. Now, when you give a click on that, on the very top, do you see games app store?
Yes.
Stories. Click on that. Now, without telling me anything, ma'am, just put your bank name. Just type your bank name without telling me.
Alan, it's come up with games at stories. And
yes. And you can see the keyboard on the very bottom down. With the help of your keyboard, you need to just type your bank name. Just type your bank name there.
I put in my what?
Your banking name. Your bank name, ma'am, okay? Just type your bank name.
Not the name of the bank, my own name.
No, your bank name, ma'am. Your bank name.
Yes.
Now search for that. On the keyboard, you can see a green color, a blue color search. Click on that search.
Well, am I doing mobile banking or online banking? Both of them.
Mobile banking. Click on that mobile banking.
Okay, I've got that. Westpac Mobile Banking.
And do you see Get? Tap on Get.
Yes, click on Get.
You're doing the wrong word, ma'am. You're doing the UBank Money app. X that. Cancel that, okay? Do you see an X sign? Click on the X sign. You can see the second one, Westpac Get. Do you see that? Click on the second one.
No. I'm back with Westpac Mobile Banking.
Okay, and do you see some option? You says UBank Money App, and just underneath that, do you see a small mobile phone? And just underneath that, do you see Westpac Finance and Get?
Yes.
Do you see Get? Click on Get. Yes. Click on that Get.
Yes.
Now, do the same thing. Do the same thing as you done before. Double click to install. Now again you can see Get, tap on Get. Now wait, ma'am, when you double tap on that, you will, when it's done, ma'am, you can see a tick box, okay? Just try to double tap one more time as you done before, okay?
Alan, I'm still back with the double click thing.
Yes, do that. Try to make it correctly, okay?
Yes.
Just relax yourself and double. Now wait for a second. It's done, okay? Wait for a second. You will get to see shortly, you will get to see open, okay? Wait for a second.
No, it's come up with Westpac Mobile Banking.
And do you see a small blue color circle is going on?
Yes.
You can see.
Yes.
Wait for a second, okay? Wait for a second. And
yes.
If you don't mind, can I ask you, ma'am, as you are like my grandmother, like, will you please let me know how you lost your mobile phone, ma'am? How you lost your mobile phone?
I was shopping in Coles. Do you know Coles? Big supermarket.
Someone snatched the mobile phone?
I just snatched my whole purse.
They snatched your whole purse?
Yeah, they got all my money, my card.
Oh, my God.
My house.
And you complained to your bank?
Well, the bank wasn't open. It online. My daughter helped me. I cancelled my card. And I think I cancelled the phone.
And you complained to the police?
Yeah, the police have got a case number. Yeah, the police were very good. And I bought a new telephone, which I'm using now.
Okay. Okay, do you see open on your mobile right now? Tap on open.
Oh, it's come up with Westpac.
Yes. Now, do you see setup? Tap on setup. Set up.
Yes.
Click on next.
Allow Westpac to lose your
email. Yes, click on allow. Click on allow. Now what you can see? Click on next.
Allow.
Click on allow. Click on next. Click on allow, ask. Now you know your customer ID and the password, right? Put it from your side and then click on sign in, okay? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes, I'm just getting on. I've got noise.
Okay. Just do it from your side. And don't tell me, please, ma'am, okay? Because this call is recorded for quality and training purpose. If you're going to tell me anything over the phone, I'm going to lose my job. And I don't want to lose my job, ma'am, okay? I have a small family to feed them. When you've done that, please let me know.
Wait a minute, my password does not match.
Maybe you're putting a wrong password. Try to put a correct password, okay? Take your sweet time, okay? Calm yourself, do it slowly.
I can't find the password. Oh, how annoying.
Oh, ma'am, no need to be frustrated. Just try to remember and then put the password.
Oh, I know the first one's right, but my password.
Okay, just calm yourself. Then your mind is going to be work properly. Okay.
I'll try one. I don't think this is right. No, I haven't got the password. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you see something which says forgot customer ID or a password? Do you see that? Forgot.
Yes.
Click on that. And you forgot your password, right? Tap on forgot password.
It's loading.
Now, do you have a card number with you, ma'am?
Yes.
Put the debit card number there. And your name, your last name, your date of birth. If you need any help, ma'am, please let me know, okay?
Yeah.
If you need any help, please let me know.
I put the wrong date of birth
here. Okay, wait. Do you see a date of birth? Maybe it will be January 2023. Do you see that? 2023.
Yes.
Tap on that. Click on that. 2023. Click on that.
Yes.
Now you can see. Yeah. Now select your year. Scroll up. You need to scroll up, ma'am. Not the bottom down. You need to scroll up.
Yes.
When you select the year, you need to do the same thing for the month, okay?
Yes. How do I get to the
Oh, okay, I will guide you. Do you see 2023? Click on that. 2023. Now, which month you born, ma'am? In February or in March or in the April?
December.
Wait. Now on right on now. Select the year. Okay. Scroll up the year. When your year will be in the gray color box. Please. Now, do you see done? Give a click on done.
Yes.
Click on done. Click on done. Click on done.
Yes.
It's correct?
Yes.
Go next. Now you're going to get a message. Do you have the number which ends with 845?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to get you are going to receive a message on that mobile. Is that same mobile you're using for?
Yes.
So take do you see SMS code? Click on that, SMS code, click on that.
It won't let me.
Okay, where you can see, enter the SMS code. Just underneath that you see SMS code. Just click on that.
But it won't let me. It won't let me.
Okay, now swipe the screen from bottom to top, ma'am. Swipe the screen from bottom to top. Just take your text message. You received a message. Just take your message. Write down the number on the piece of paper. If you can see any number, SMS code, write down the number on the piece of paper. You done that?
Yes.
Now swipe the screen from bottom to top. Now you can see Westpac. Click on Westpac. Click on Westpac.
Click on
Westpac. Yes, just beside that any desk, you can see Westpac. Do you see that?
No, I can't see Westpac.
Oh, yeah, wait. Do you see all the icon on the very top? Excel, Word, iCall, Medicare, My Government?
No. It's gone back to the first page where all the apps are.
Go to the last page, ma'am. Go to the last page. Swipe the screen right to left. Now wait. Yes, click on that. Now put the code, ma'am, which you written down on the piece of paper. Put the code. When you put the code, yes, which you written down on the piece of
paper.
Yes. Yes, put the code. And then give a click on next. If you can see next, red color button next.
Call us for help. The SM code is suspended. Contact your administrator or call us to reactivate.
Wait for a second. And you can see, ma'am, for the security reason, your bank has suspended your account, right? That reason is telling you your SMS code is suspended. contact your administrator or call us to reactive. Okay, so you can understand your bank is blocked right now. So will you please let me know one thing, ma'am? Do you have an exact idea or any rough idea what is the last available balance on your account? Do you have any rough idea?
Alan, I didn't understand all that you said then.
Okay, sorry.
Tom Baxter forgot D and telling me, I don't know what to do.
Do you see something which says your SMS code is suspended?
Yes.
Contact your administrator or call us to reactive. So your bank was right now suspended. It's blocked right now. So you need to call this number to active your Westpac account again to use your banking, okay? So what I'm asking you, ma'am, Mrs. Glynn, do you have any rough idea what is the last available balance on your account? It's more than 500 or it's more than 1,000?
I've got different things at this bank, but at the moment with my debit card, it's nearly $3,000.
Nearly $3,000, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let me check that. Now, on your mobile, ma'am, do you see some of red color warning? You can see your SMS code is suspended. Do you see that?
Yes.
Contact your administrator or call us to reactive. That means your bank is not active right now. So you can see the number which is given to you. Call us for help.
Yes.
Do one thing. Write down this number on a piece of paper. 1300-661-794. Write down the number.
Yeah, and I'll write Westpac next to it.
Yes, it's your Westpac banking phone number. You done that?
Yes.
Now swipe the screen from bottom to top.
Sorry?
Swipe the screen from bottom to top, ma'am. Swipe the screen.
Yes.
Now listen to me carefully, Mr. Glynn. As you can understand, your bank was not active right now. They suspended to your account. So what you need to do, ma'am, you need to call this number which you've written down on the piece of paper, and you need to tell them, can you please reactivate my account because I am unable to log in, okay?
Yes. They
will help you to reactivate your account, and they will help you to log into your account again, maybe, okay?
Yes.
So, and listen to me one more thing carefully. As you can understand, they are the fraudster. They stolen your mobile. So, we don't know who is the fraudster, ma'am. Maybe they are in front of you. Maybe they are 100 miles of you, right? So, what you need to do, you just need to get your work done. You need to simply call your bank and tell them, I want to active my bank because I am unable to log in. And when they've done that, simply hang up the call, okay? No need to entertain extra, okay?
No. I need to ring up the bank and activate my account.
Yeah, just tell them, I'm trying to log into my Westpac mobile banking app, but it's telling me my account was suspended. So will you please help me to reactive my account? When they will help you to reactive your account, simply hang up the call. No need to entertain them extra, okay? Entertain them again for any other thing, okay? Just get your work done and hang up the call, okay?
Yeah.
So what I'm doing right now, ma'am, I'm hanging up the call right now. Just call your bank, and what I will do, I will give you a call back after 20 minutes, okay? So when I'm going to hang up the call, call your bank and just tell them only the one thing. I want to use my online banking, but it's telling me it was suspended. So can you please help me to reactive my account? And when they will help you, simply hang up the call when they active your account, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So by now, Mrs. Green, I will hanging up the call. Just call the number when I am going to hang up the call, okay? I'm hanging
yes.
up the call. Just call the number as soon as possible and get the work done and don't entertain them, okay?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Alan.